Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents House of Divinity, Sons of the Olympian Gods, by Beatrice Sand. Narrated by Aaron Shedlock and Cassandra Miles. I might call him divine, since I never saw anything so noble-looking on Earth before. Shakespeare, The Tempest. Prologue. Acheron Mansion, Tartarus.
Still planning on firing off that last arrow, Samson?
Don't think I won't.
How do you think this will end?
Adrian is standing a mere 30 feet away from me, a tight grip on his lash, ready to wrap it around my frame first chance he gets. One blink and those hooks will be buried deep inside my flesh, rendering me useless. If I lose my focus for even a second, I'm finished. I can't afford to fall apart, and I will if I think of Laurel and the damage he has done to her body, and the extreme pain she must be going through. I need to keep my head cool to make it upstairs in one piece, and get myself the hell over to Titan territory, where I can start healing her. And I especially need to stop my mind from wandering off to the baby. 1 week pregnant. It's nothing, I reassure myself. Nothing has been formed yet. It's just a few hundred cells multiplying like crazy. It's not even a tadpole at this point.
Fucking snap out of it. Shut up. I'm not in the mood to talk, least of all to you. Fine. Let me do the talking, and you do the listening. Because I have a pretty clear picture in my mind about how this is going to turn out. And it's not a pretty picture. I can't shut the motherfucker up, and I know he's going to try to make me lose my focus, lose my control, which makes me dangerous and unpredictable, even to myself at this point. I've never been in a situation before where I had to take out one of our own. I loosen my fingers just a bit, but maintain a full-fisted grip on the bow. It's too easy to let the arrow fly and bridge the short distance between us. But even if I shoot, he will still have a few bats at his disposal to take me down. Adrian has the upper hand, and we both know it. There's nothing I can do but listen to whatever the hell it is he has to say.
If you take me out with that last arrow, you know my bats will stop you. We'll both be left crippled and useless for the Keepers. If we keep standing here, and we can for a long, long time until we both show signs of extreme exhaustion, and even then, Karen can get us ambrosia to revive our spirits. Then our friends will eventually find us. They'll know we've used our attributes and report back to Olympus. Both options will send us into a stinking slumber. At this point, only you, me, Andreas, and Laurel know what has transpired down here. I'd say we keep it that way.
Is he out of his fucking mind? He thinks I'll let him get away with this?
You used your whip to molest an innocent, not to mention pregnant woman. You are going to pay for this, and I'll see to it that it's done properly.
The corner of his mouth lifts, and I'm damn close to cast aside the bow and just beat the crap out of him with my bare knuckles, smack him to the ground and flog him with his own fucking scourge, finishing it off with one of those metal barbs. But it still wouldn't be satisfactory. I want him brought before a court. I want him judged by the goddess of wisdom herself, Pallas Athena. And I want him exposed to our community for what he is. A fucking fraud and a psychopath. Not worthy to be worshipped by anyone.
Yeah, well, the shitty thing about it is that you might not get that chance. Neither one of us knows how the Keepers will react. I've captured a Titaness. I could very well be a hero by the end of the day. Whatever I've done to the Chosen One, I'll be forgiven.
He states with such self-assurance that it sets my teeth on edge.
You sure?
He shifts his weight. His body language is lacking the self-confidence he just showed in his declaration.
I'll be honest with you, Samson. No, I'm not sure. But neither are you. You may very well be the new hero for getting the Chosen One pregnant. Congrats, by the way. Although, I'm not sure if congratulations are in place.
They're not. I say, spitting out the words through gritted teeth.
Well, you beat the vision. Or, better yet, you made Apollon's premonition come true.
I've got news for you. You were supposed to be the father of this demigod. The gods just chose me because they couldn't take their chances with you.
I knew that right from the fucking jump.
Adrian's speculation that Laurel and I may have been meant to be together all along sets my pulse racing. The Keeper said that the vision never revealed an image of the father. He lets out a scornful laughter.
Samson, please. Don't insult your own intelligence. Zeus's representatives can say anything they like. They make us believe anything they want us to believe, and they never tell us more than we need to know.
They didn't tell you I was the father of this demigod?
No, someone else did.
I'm not going to ask him who, because I know he won't give me a straight answer. But I'm sure as hell going to find out, and then I'm going to kill whoever it is.
Listen, sooner or later, Laurel will have a miscarriage, or she'll die in labor. But you can bet your ass that as soon as the Keepers find out a demigod is on his way, they'll haul Laurel off to Olympus and do everything possible to see her through this pregnancy, so they can get this child trained for battle, like they did with us.
I swallow a sudden lump of forlornness and sadness in my throat. It won't come to that. She won't keep this baby for long.
I hear you. Anyway, if you tell the Keepers about what went down here, I will tell them that Laurel is pregnant by you. I don't give a shit if they know I kept her prisoner. I had legitimate reasons to keep her here. Laurel is a danger to our community. She immortalized the Titaness.
Are you threatening me?
I'm making you a deal.
Don't. I already have. You don't feel a shred of remorse for what you've done, do you?
Do you? For letting a Titaness escape?
You're sick.
Yeah, and you're the fucking righteous one. We've already established that. But we both have to explain ourselves in court. And we could be put away for at least 25 years. You'll never know if Laurel survived her pregnancy or died giving birth to your son. Who's going to take care of her, Samson? Because it sure as hell won't be you. You'll be sleeping it off. If you want her to get an abortion, hell, you have my sympathy. Then I suggest you take the fucking deal.
He's got me by the balls. I am going to be put to sleep for a long time. And the Keepers will bring Laurel back to Olympus. And what if the gods of the Titans find out she's pregnant with this Olympian child? What will they do to her? She needs my protection, and I need to take care of her. No one can find out she's pregnant. Tell me about your deal. Adrian's face remains stoic, but his eyes betray him. He's getting exactly what he wants, and there's nothing I can do except play his game. We keep our mouths shut about this whole mess. If somehow the Keepers do find out and we're brought before a judge, we don't talk about the attributes. No bats, no arrows, no whip. I'll conjure up some story about what happened to my dogs. That will save us from 25 years of slumber. You won't tell what I did to Laurel, and I'll hold my tongue about your sin.
What about Andreas and the Titaness?
I'm sorry to say, but you're not in a position to negotiate a deal, dear cousin. I've single-handedly captured a Titaness, and the Keepers will know about that fact because I'm the one who's going to tell them about it. Since I won't be producing a successor, I need to justify my reason for being before they snuff me out.
The satanic glint in his eyes could set this whole fucking place on fire. If the Keepers ever find out, then Andreas and I are going down because of freeing a Titaness. Keep Andreas out of it. If Zeus finds out about Andreas' affair with the Titaness, he'll never see the light of day again.
Hell no! I won't tell he used his spear, but if we're going down, he's going down with us.
I hate that he's right. I'm not in a position to negotiate a deal, but it doesn't really matter. Andreas and Laurel will be safe in a few hours, after which this deal will be worthless anyway. I'll take the deal on one condition. Adrian cocks his brow.
And what's that?
That Laurel has the final say in this.
Are you fucking serious?
If she wants to see you hang, then make no mistake. I'll advise her to do so. Then our deal's off.
You will hang too.
And unlike you, I won't give a flying fuck. As long as she's safe from your destructive hands, I'll climb the steps to the gallows of my own accord. Whatever she wants goes.
Okay then, Samson. It seems you got yourself a conditional deal. I would appreciate it if you put that arrow down now.
And I'd appreciate it if you put that whip down as a gesture of goodwill. I counter. It's momentarily quiet, and nothing happens. But then Adrian tosses aside his whip. He places his hydra on the ground, and it slithers away to whatever hole it came from. With a short nod, I lower my bow, stuffing my last arrow into the quiver on my back.
Now let's get this fucking mess cleaned up.
Adrian grumbles, kicking his dead bats as if to check if there's still any life left in them. There isn't. I bend to retrieve my arrows that are sticking out of their carcasses. It's not that I can use them again, but I don't like leaving a trail. After getting rid of all the evidence and putting those filthy bats 6 feet under, I gather my things and Andreas's spear. I glance at Adrian. I'll be in touch with you after I've seen Laurel.
Don't bother. I know what her answer will be.
I shoot him a warning glance. Not if I can help it. And then I get the hell out of this skeevy hole in the ground.
Chapter 1, Laurel. My head is all confusion and turmoil as my eyes scan the room. I'm lying underneath a comforter in a fresh white room with cream-colored tiles on the floor. On a nightstand, I see a glass jar with some green stuff inside. The room doesn't look unfamiliar to me, but I have a hard time remembering where or when I've seen it before. I feel groggy, like I've been sleeping for ages. The inside of my left elbow hurts, and when I look down, I see a tube stuck into my arm and held in place with tape and bandages. Fluid is dripping from a bag hanging from a tall coat hanger-like device. I knit my brow. Why am I attached to an IV drip? I throw aside the bed covers, but I feel something tightly wrapped around my belly just as I'm about to sit up. I notice I'm wearing a linen nightgown that's definitely not mine. I reach down and pull up the hem of the dress, letting out a gasp as I stare at multiple layers of bandages around my abdomen. My God, I breathe. I place one hand on my belly as I swallow back the fear that something happened to the baby. I slide my feet out of bed and place them on the stone-cold floor. Cautiously, grabbing the nightstand for support, I push myself up from the bed and wobble toward the window, taking the IV stand with me. I need to find out what happened and why I'm wrapped in bandages. But first, I need to know where I am, since this is clearly not a hospital room. And although the room has a luxurious feel to it, it is definitely not my bedroom at Acheron Mansion either. Still wobbly, I reach the other end of the room and push aside the curtain just enough to peek outside. A small cry escapes my lips as I look out into a courtyard surrounded by dozens of columns on all sides. The Leonidaion. I'm at Olympus. A wave of nausea engulfs me as I let go of the curtain. I'm pregnant with Sam's child, and I'm right at the heart of the Pantheon, the place where the unforgiving gods rule. Who brought me here? Damn it! I cry out in utter frustration. Why can't I remember? And where's Sam? Does he even know I'm carrying his child?
I'm taking you with me, baby. It's over.
I pivot on the balls of my feet when I hear Sam's raw voice, But seeing the empty room, I realize that it was only in my head. Taking me with him? I shove my fingers into the long, thick tresses of my hair, forcing myself to think back. I remember coming here with Adrian. I remember making up with Sam, and having unprotected, mind-blowing, transcendental sex as a result. And I remember him bringing me ambrosia and explaining to me how to use it. I needed the ambrosia for Rory. She was trapped at Acheron Mansion in Adrian's cave, the cave that's exclusively meant for locking up Titans. I brought her the ambrosia, and I remember Styx pushing me back into the cave, and Sam and Andreas trying to rescue us. Awful bats were attacking us. And then I remember a harrowing-looking Adrian cracking a long slash at the ground. "Oh, God," I whisper, as I sag to the floor, covering my belly with both hands, as everything comes rushing back to me, hitting me in the face like a boomerang. "Sam, the baby." With bated breath, I watch the door swing open, praying it's Sam. "Laurel?" I exhale in relief as I see Olivia come storming in. Olivia is fine, too, although I'm not sure how she feels about me after I betrayed Sam with Adrian. But judging by the concerned tone in her voice, it's not that bad. She squats down next to me. "Why are you on the ground? You should be in bed. Come on, let's get you up. Careful," she instructs me, watching me worriedly with those big brown eyes that remind me so much of her cousins. "I can walk," I protest. I don't want to lie in bed. I want to find Sam. "Where's Sam?" "Please," I pray to his gods, "don't let him still be down there." "Sam's fine. He's here somewhere. He hooked you up to this machine himself, as a matter of fact." I close my eyes for a moment and silently thank the gods. If our baby is fine too, I'll even burn them some incense. "And the baby?" I whisper, afraid to ask the question out loud because I fear the answer. "Rory told Andreas you were 1 week pregnant." "Yeah, apparently I became pregnant the day I went below ground." Never in my life have I felt so hopeless as the moment Rory placed her hand on my belly and told me in clinical terms that I had an embryo moving down my fallopian tube. "If conception took place the day you went down, then that means you're 4 weeks pregnant. You're in your 5th week now." I blink my eyes in confusion. "I am? How long have I slept?" "About a week. Sam gave you some medication to help you get the rest your body needed. Maybe you don't remember, but you were in a lot of pain. You're healing fine. In a few days, the bandages can come off." "Then how can I be 4 weeks pregnant?" Olivia waves off my question with her hand. "You start counting earlier. Anyway, I think you're fine. You didn't have any blood loss, and you don't have a fever. How do you feel?"
"I feel good, actually."
"No cramping?"
"No, just tired."
Olivia sends me a reassuring smile, and I could hug her for it.
"Your body is working really hard right now to keep the baby safe."
"How big is it?"
"Oh, just a microscopic cluster of cells, as big as a poppy seed or a tiny tadpole. You wouldn't be able to see it on an ultrasound, but major developments are on their way, trust me. We should be able to pick up a heartbeat any day now, and then we'll know for sure if everything is okay."
"Thank you," I grab Olivia's hand. "Does Sam know about the baby?"
"Sam knows."
I want to pump more out of her. "What did he say? What does he think?" She sends me a sad smile that doesn't reassure me in the least.
"I don't know his state of mind, Laurel. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Your being pregnant with Sam's child is a blessing as well as a curse. Sam was never meant to produce offspring because of the risks involved."
"You think I won't survive this pregnancy?" When she doesn't respond to my question immediately, I ask, "Please, tell me what you think."
"I really don't have the answer to your question, Laurel. You and Sam need to figure this out on your own. Just don't get too attached to this baby yet, okay, sweetie?
I listen to the sound that's coming from a water fountain in the courtyard as I swallow around the devastating lump in my throat. Normally, it would be soothing. Not now.
I'll try, I whisper, knowing that Olivia's advice comes too late. Because in the midst of all the misery I went through in Adrian's dark hole, I became attached the second I found out I was carrying Sam's child. And I swore, in front of an immortal demigoddess, that I would protect this baby with my life, no matter the circumstances.
Olivia squeezes my hand lightly. The tenderness in her eyes gives way to a stern look.
Now, apart from the fact that no one can find out about this pregnancy, there are other things we need to discuss before you go outside.
Again, fear grips me by the throat. I have been so concerned about Sam and the baby, I haven't even asked about Rory and Andreas. What happened after Andreas got Rory and me out of Acheron Mansion? Why am I here anyway? Sam told me I was going with Rory. Olivia turns off the IV monitor. I guess I don't need it now that I'm awake.
That was the plan. You, Sam, and Andreas were supposed to stay with the Titans until they figure out their next move. It never came to that.
What happened? Olivia sighs wearily as she sits down on the bed, and it tells me that whatever Sam and Andreas planned turned out badly. I brace myself for what she's about to say.
Sam ordered Andreas to take you to his house first to give you the medication you needed for your wounds. He was afraid you might die before you made it to safety. It was a risk, but they didn't have another choice. Andreas attended to your wounds, and just when he was ready, the others came in and took the four of you to Olympus.
The others?
Felina, Kai, and Beau.
I'm confused. How did they know we were there?
They didn't. Sam was ordered to go to Olympus. For obvious reasons, he never went, and when one of us fails to show up when ordered, a protocol comes into force. Three of us are appointed and have to bring the other one to Olympus, with force if necessary. You can imagine their surprise when they found you, Andreas and two Titans sitting in Sam's living room.
Shock hits me. Two Titans? Olivia's eyes are suddenly filled with emotion.
Sander was there, too. He came to my place when Rory was missing, so I took him to Sam's place. Sam and Andreas were just planning on getting you and Rory out. He insisted on helping.
Oh no, Liv.
Rory and Sander are captured. They're in a prison cell right here on Olympus.
Can you visit them?
No.
Have you seen Sander?
Quickly, just in passing when he was transferred to the prison.
What happens to them?
She bites her lip, shaking her head. I don't know. I guess they'll be transferred to Tartarus sometime soon.
Tartarus?
That's what we call the underground space of Acheron Mansion.
Are you going to let that happen? Rory is immortal, but Sander won't survive. Rory would have died if I didn't get her the ambrosia in time.
We wait for the tribunal and hope for the best.
Wait and hope. That doesn't sound like all of you.
Well, we can only make plans when we know what to expect. So we wait, hoping for the best, and then we make plans if we don't like what we hear. But believe me, Sander will be immortal before they throw him into Tartarus. I'll find a way.
That's a girl.
Anyway, she continues, blinking away her tears, Sam got out and followed you to his house. He was just in time to see you leave with the others. He reported to Olympus because he knew this was where they were taking you.
I hold my breath. Is he getting punished? Olivia picks up my arm and starts rolling off the bandages.
He's going to court, along with Andreas and Adrian.
Oh God, the court of the gods?
Yes, the dreaded Adios Pagos. You too, Laurel, she adds in a serious tone.
Oh no, I say, wincing at the thought I'd have to betray Sam.
I can't live. You'll be fine. Sam asked me to represent you, and I will. I'll prep you. You won't get punished, Laurel. You're still special to the gods, but they can never find out you're carrying Sam's child, you understand? I do, but Adrian knows. True, but he doesn't want to be put to rest for a long time because of what he did to you. If the gods knew he used his lash against the Chosen One, he'd be looking at 50 years. So would Sam for using his bow and spilling his arrows. So, what do we do? Adrian made Sam a deal when they were still down there. If Sam and Andreas don't tell the judge about what he did to you, he won't tell them about using their stuff. But more importantly, he won't tell the keepers about your pregnancy. And you believe him? This time, I do. They all could be looking at 25 years for using their attributes. Adrian will get another 25 for abusing you. My guess is that he fears slumber the most. Andreas and Sam are pretty cool about it, although they can get another 25 extra for freeing a tightness. We have to see how that works out, but Sam's main concern is you. He doesn't want the keepers to know about your pregnancy, but he does want Adrian punished for what he did to you. If Adrian gets punished, he'll never bother you again. We just need to get you to safety after the keepers find out you're pregnant. No, I say resolutely, blocking out all of the emotion. Adrian will betray Sam, and I won't let that happen. Did he take the offer? Not yet. He told Adrian that he wanted to talk to you first. He wants you to decide. I let her words sink in for a few seconds. Me? This is your chance to get rid of Adrian, to be free. But Sam will be sentenced. He doesn't care. He wants what's best for you. Tears well up into my eyes. Let him take the deal, please. Today before Adrian changes his mind. Are you sure? Of course I'm sure. How could she ask? How could she doubt that I want what's best for Sam? You're letting Adrian get away with what he did to you? In order to protect my child and the man I love? Yes, I'd let him walk in a heartbeat, and I'd wish him all the best on top of that. Very well. Olivia starts to take off the tape. Do the others know about my wounds? Yes, but not how you got them. Andreas only told them you were held below ground without food and water for a week, and that there was an accident. That's how he explained your condition, and that's why Sam is allowed to check up on you. She motions at the green jar at the nightstand. That's his medication. Carefully, she slides out the tube and presses clean bandages against the wound. Now you need to rest. I've upset you enough as it is. I'm going to get you some food and water, and then we'll talk later. When will I see Sam?
Soon.
When? I press.
Shh. He'll check up on you soon, okay? I'll let him know you're awake.
Can I go outside?
Sure, just not too far. You're still weak, so I'll come with you. We can sit by the fountain, one of my favorite hideouts at Olympus. Your clothes from Acheron Mansion are in your closet. And don't answer any questions.
What do I say?
I'm your counselor now, so if anyone asks you any questions you're not comfortable with, then you can tell them you have a gag order from your lawyer.
Will do. Thanks, Olivia.
I promised that stubborn cousin of mine to protect you, and I will. I know the truth now, Laurel. I know what you did for Sam and Andreas, and what you did to save Rory. I should be thanking you. I couldn't wish for a better and braver girl for Sam. I'm glad he chose you.
Gingerly, we hug each other.
We're all going to be fine, Laurel. We're all going to be fine, she repeats, as if to put some badly needed confidence into both of us.
I'm not sure if I share her optimism. Not when the gods themselves have the final say in this mess we've created.
Chapter 2. Samson. I assume you're the dad? I'm staring at my best friend, who's sitting across the table from me in the bar of some seedy motel. Andreas and I have just picked him and Bastion up from the ferry to bring them up to speed. It's safer to do it here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?